They are not of the world, as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. I sanctify myself for them, so they also may be sanctified by the truth. Jesus prayed that we might be unified in his truth, standing firm in the faith and strong in his word. In a world questioning the credibility of God's word, Christ's prayer is for his church to stand firm in unity and his word. This is The Answers Conversation, and I'm your host, Steve Hamm. We'll be answering the skeptical questions of our time, standing firm on the authority of God's word, and rejoicing in the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, we read this, "Then the Lord God said, 'It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him.'" If we skip down to verse 21, we then read, "So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, 'This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed.'" Today, we're going to talk about that woman, the woman of the Bible, the very first woman, and her name was Eve. And again with us, we have Dr. Georgia Purdom. Thanks for being with us.
Great. Thanks to be here.
We're going to talk about Eve, and I think we, in a sense, read the answer to this question, but you're going to give us a more broader answer than this, and that is, who is Eve?
Well, you know, when I first started thinking about presentations that I could give, specifically geared towards women, Eve was the first person that came to mind, obviously, because she's the first woman of the Bible. And so her origin, her creation, her who God designed her to be in Genesis is obviously going to be very, very important to all of us, to mm-hmm. all the women today, because, I mean, the things that he tells her and these things happen before the fall, right? I mean, this is who God originally designed women to be. Now, the fall has marred that and things have changed. But nonetheless, we need to be looking back to that and thinking about those roles and those things that we do today, modeled, you know, obviously after her before the fall.
Now, some people, though, they're going to say, yeah, but that's just a symbolic expression of what women are to be. Eve mm-hmm. wasn't real. I mean, she wasn't a real human being. What do you say to that?
Well, I say it's not true. And with my degree in genetics, especially, that's something that I deal with a lot, because there are a lot of theistic evolutionists. So people that have compromised on, are Christians, but have compromised on God's word in Genesis, that want to say that. And I, again, that's very, very problematic, because they'll say, well, the science of genetics, you know, shows this, but it doesn't. Again, it has to do with, you know, things that have happened in the past, and how do we interpret that based on, is God's word true, or does man have the right ideas about the past? And that's really the issue that it comes to, and that affects how we look at the evidence that we have today. And that evidence very clearly is consistent with God's word and shows that she was indeed a real person.
And indeed, the Bible even explains that she is the mother of all living, right?
Right, right. Exactly what it says. So to say that there were other women or there was a group of women just totally contradicts scripture and totally contradicts genetic science as well. I mean, mm-hmm. What we see is consistent with there being a starting couple with Adam and Eve.
Dr. Purdom, sometimes people look at the account of Adam and Eve in Genesis, particularly in Genesis 3, after the command has been given to Adam, and he is not to eat of the tree of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, for in the day that they eat of it, they'll surely die. And then there's this picture, and I think some people get almost a strange or different picture than what the Bible is giving, as if Eve is off by herself somewhere, and Satan comes into the picture. He's in the form of a serpent, and Eve is tempted, and she really tempts Adam into it. She's the original bad girl of the Bible. Now, what would you say to that?
Well, I'd say, first of all, I used to think that way, too. I used to think, well, what can we learn from Eve, you know, because she did this terrible, terrible thing. But I think we have to really look at that. It just says she gave the fruit to her husband and he ate. It doesn't sound like it was some big conversation that she had to have with him for this to occur. She was truly deceived. The Bible makes that clear, even in the New Testament, that she had believed the lie, unfortunately, of Satan. Adam was not deceived.
Right.
Scripture makes that clear. And it's interesting, too, because a lot of times I hear the phrase, well, if it hadn't been for the woman, you know, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in today. And
yep.
I say, no, look at Scripture. What does Scripture say? Scripture, it always ties what Jesus Christ did in saving us from our sin to what Adam did.
Right.
And the sin that he committed, because he was the leader over her. He was
yep.
the leader in their marriage, and he did not follow through on that.
And
very
right
well.
There with her.
Right. He was right there with her, and he still mm-hmm. went through with this. So
yeah. Blaming stuff on your wife because she is she is of the original Eve.
Right.
It's not something you're expecting husbands to do on a regular
no.
basis.
No, that's not a good idea.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. we might all need to take that into consideration
yeah.
if you're a husband and you're listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a great argument.
Right. Sin's attributed mm-hmm. to Adam. So,
mm-hmm.
Now obviously Eve disobeyed God
right.
as well, but nonetheless, he was the leader, and so he takes the fault for that.
Now, you give a talk about this. Tell us a little bit about the talk.
Yeah, I give a talk called Hope Amid Despair, The Legacy of Eve. And as I started really exploring and thinking more about Eve and who she was, we associate her with sin and despair. And that's one legacy that she certainly has. But she also has a legacy of salvation and hope. And that's what I really want women to think about when they look at Eve's life, because she did the worst thing possible.
Mm.
Really began all of this with her husband. And yet, through her comes Jesus Christ.
Mm.
That is the salvation hope. That was promised to Adam and Eve right there in Genesis 3:15. Right after they've sinned, when God is cursing the serpent, he tells of his plan to send a redeemer, the seed that would crush, that would bruise his head.
Right.
And that seed is Jesus Christ. And so I think, wow, like the worst thing possible just happened,
mm-hmm.
and yet the greatest thing possible just happened. And God's graciousness and mercy and love that he's going to allow that seed to come through her.
Yeah. It's amazing because all through the Bible, you are looking for the expectation of the seed of the woman.
Right. And that's what I think is so amazing to me throughout the Old Testament. And we see
mm-hmm.
many of the women had problems having children. They were
mm-hmm.
barren, and how they grieved over that. And I know that even today, that's obviously an issue. But back then, I think that must have been even more, because they were expecting
yeah.
a seed that would come. And
yeah.
they didn't know exactly when or who that was going to be or how that was going to happen. But they bore children in the expectation
yeah.
of a seed that would eventually come.
Yeah, that seed of promise. And
mm-hmm.
that's the big thing, that seed of promise, as we think of it being the seed of the woman who sinned along with Adam who sinned,
right.
it's that promise that comes out of despair. And I suppose that's really the title of your talk, right? Hope Amid Despair.
Right, because she did have hope. And I
mm-hmm.
think, some commentators would say that even in the way that she named her children, Cain and even Seth later, the appointed one, seems to maybe indicate an expectation on her part. Maybe this is the one. Maybe this is the one that will, get rid of sin and so this terrible world doesn't have to be like this anymore.
Yeah, it would be amazing to, go back in time and talk to mm-hmm. her and figure out what she was really expecting in the next child.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so you talk about this in respect of legacy
mm-hmm.
and you deal with legacy a lot in your talk. How do the two tie in?
Well, when I think about Eve's legacy, like I say, we think of sin and despair, but it's really hope and salvation through Jesus Christ. And one of the things that we talk about here at Answers in Genesis is the seven C's of history.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I do in my talk is I actually walk us through sort of Eve in those seven C's. We have creation. Obviously, she's created, as you read at the very beginning. And then we have corruption, where she and Adam sin.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we don't really hear much about Eve as far as, she dies at some point, after that, before the flood, the catastrophe. But that legacy of hope and salvation is still to come.
Right.
And it's still got to be kept alive
mm-hmm.
through the rest of those seas, so to
yep.
speak.
And the seed of the woman walks onto the ark.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And Noah and his family.
Right.
And then we have confusion about 100 years later at the Tower of Babel. So through one of those lines, obviously, would come the mm-hmm. seed still. So we see that being saved. And then, you know, we fast forward to the New Testament, and we have Christ being born, the seed that has finally come, cross, you know, his death on the cross, and then consummation, which is still to come in the new heavens and new earth when he returns. And so, but we see that promise being carried through, that promise of a seed mm-hmm. That will have its final promise of that hope being fulfilled yeah. when he comes again and sets everything right.
And it's not disconnected to the rest of creation either, because you yeah. go back, you go and have a look at Revelation 21 and 22 mm-hmm. and you see a lot of the same type of elements in mm-hmm. the new creation that were in the perfect old creation. You know, beautiful, lush vegetation, a tree of life and rivers mm-hmm. and jewels and different things like that that you see in Eden. And again, it's a point, because of the seed of the woman, because of Jesus Christ, we're actually going back to, if we're in him, to a new and perfect Eden.
Right, and one that can never be changed. I mean, yeah. and that's the real hope that we have, that it will stay like that forever.
So you talk to mothers a lot in this talk, and mm-hmm. women in general, about leaving a legacy.
Right, and you know, I want women to know that, and it's like you say, it's not just to moms, it's to every woman, because all of us are in some way mentoring, training, helping either children directly or moms themselves, or training up young women who will be moms someday. We all mm-hmm. have that role to pass that information along. And I pose kind of the question to them, do you want to leave the legacy of Eve, the legacy that she had of sin and despair, where she didn't trust God's word, right? She didn't believe it. She was deceived, and she decided she wanted to judge God's word or stand in judgment of it. She decided there was something better mm-hmm. By believing the serpent, which is what the world always promises women. You know, if you do this, if you do that, if you can be the perfect mom, the perfect wife, lose weight, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, there's all these promises of something better. So do we believe that, Satan's lies, or do we believe what God's word said? Do we see, I mean, you know, after that, like I say, even possibly in the naming of her children, she's saying, yeah, God's word is true. I believe it. There is a seed that will do this. You know, I don't know exactly what her thinking was for sure, but I think after having done the most horrible thing, I can imagine she was looking forward to that seed and trusting God's word. And so that's what we need to be doing as women, is trusting God's word, knowing it's important for our everyday life, and teaching the next generation to trust God's word as well.
Mm. Yeah. And you know what? I'm obviously a husband, not a wife, but I could easily take the truths that you've just said in respect to the enticements of this world, the enticements mm-hmm. of Satan, and all of those things that you are saying. This is what the world is saying. You've got to be this better person. Mm-hmm. You've got to, you know, either lose weight, or you've got to be the perfect mom. You've got to have perfectly obedient children mm-hmm. and all of these things. They're all temporary things. Mm-hmm. None of them last forever. You know, right. A behavior modification is absolutely nothing compared to the regenerating effect of the gospel in a child's life, right?
Right. It's an inside out yeah. sort of thing.
So whether you're a husband or your wife, your father or your mother, I mean, our real focus, our real legacy that we can leave is one that we just ourselves are really aiming to glorify Christ in all we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I really want women to know, because even within the church, there's a lot of compromise going on the Word of God, even in the curriculum for children, and we need to know that and be discerning.
Okay, well, in the dying seconds of this program, we have a women's conference coming up. Tell us about that.
Right, April 17th and 18th, Answers for Women 2015, answersforwomen.org to find out more information.
And it's going to be a great conference coming up, this next women's conference coming up. And also, if people want to get a hold of that talk, Hope Amid Despair, where can they get that?
They can get that at answersingenesis.org in our store. They can get that DVD.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Georgia Purdom, for being with us. If you want answers on this or any other subject, visit answersingenesis.org. That's answersingenesis.org.